And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and as always, the easiest way to reach me is please just pick up the phone. Give me a call, 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, you can find my contact information on the Your Car Insiders website, and there is a contact page. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's by phone, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Bobby and David Rabati at B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Feel free to give Bobby a call on his cell phone at 602-722-9151. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about this week is, you know, when I have to go to a dealership that I've never been to before. And it happened twice in the past week, and neither one of the experiences were the greatest. And I'll tell you, one of them, I was actually embarrassed that this dealership had an employee like this as one of their managers. And what had happened was I had gotten a phone call from my neighbor who needed some help for a friend of his that was looking to buy her lease out from the current lease that she had. And I knew somebody that was a general manager of the dealership, really good guy, and I spoke to him, and he said, Gary, it won't be a problem. This is how it works, blah, 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 blah. And great, see you on Saturday. I won't be there on Saturday, but I'll bring the sales manager up to speed. So he brings the sales manager up to speed. I call the sales manager Saturday morning on my way there, and the next thing you know, I get there, and he's in his phone, in his office, you know, playing on his phone, and I introduce myself, and I wait for the client to show up. Well, I had told him, before she buys her car out, we're going to take a look and see what leasing a new car looks like. So we turned around, she got there, we picked out a car real quick, and it didn't take more than 3 minutes to figure out that she was not going to lease a new car because the car that she's currently driving, replacing it with the same car 3 years later, the lease payment was a couple of $100 more a month. And it wasn't because he was trying to make a bunch of profit. He was offering her a great deal. It's just that the lease did not have a really good money factor. So she agreed that, you know, she's going to buy her car out, and we're sitting there doing the paperwork. And he comes out and, you know, says, well, you know, he sends out a piece of paper showing her what the value of her car was. Well, there's all different kinds of tools to come up with the value of a trade-in, okay? And I explained to her that based on what's for sale, like your car, you're buying your car for between $2,000 and $3,000 less than every other one that's advertised online in a 100-mile radius. She was pretty happy with that. He was showing her something that she was paying $5,000 or $6,000 too much for her car. That's something that a dealership would use to try to convince you not to buy your lease out. So we continue to process the lease buyout, and she informs the salesperson that, hey, I'm going to write a check. Now, up until this point, the client has never met the sales manager. And salesman went in, you know, to the business, to the manager's office. And the next thing you know, the manager comes out with a huff. And this was after he told me, I don't care what the general manager told you. That's not how we do this. And I had showed him the text message from the general manager as to how this was going to work. And this sales manager proceeded to tell me, that's not how we're going to do it. This is the way we're going to do it. And I said, well, that's fine, because at the end of the day, the number actually is less because there's no tax on the $595 dock fee, but there was tax on the $500 processing over the, they were charging $500 over the residual for her to buy her car out. So there was no tax on that, on the dock fee, but there would have been tax on the $500. So everything's fine. Next thing you know, he comes out and says, hey, I just want to let you know, if you're writing a check, I'm not doing your lease buyout. You need to just mail the check to the financial services and they'll take care of it. Well, no, they won't take care of it. All they're going to do is mail her a title. The reason we're here at the dealership, the reason that I dealt with Henry is because this was supposed to be a smooth, simple process that you're making extremely difficult. Well, I'm not doing it if she writes a check. Okay, great. She'll finance the car. Okay, now I told her after everybody walked away, this is what we're going to do. We're going to finance the car through Chase. You're going to put $10,000 down instead of writing the whole check. And within 2 weeks, your check, your loan will be processed and set up with Chase, and go ahead and pay the car off. Okay, so I don't understand why he was being so aggressive, why he was being so adamant about trying to prove who he thought he might have been. But I will tell you, at the end of the day, it didn't do anything. It didn't accomplish anything for him. All he basically did was turn off a customer from ever visiting that dealership again. And quite frankly, I'm not sure I'd ever step foot in the dealership again if the general manager wasn't working, because I don't need the practice. I know how this works. I've been doing this for 35 years. I am so sick of reading these articles that the so-called experts write on these publications, that when you read them, you understand that they've never, ever worked in a car dealership. But it's not that I don't like to go where you find the car. I don't like to go where it causes me brain damage. And it's almost like I should charge hazardous duty pay when I have to go someplace that you want to go to, not that I want to go to. And the sad part was, this transaction that took place at this dealership was at a dealership that I thought it was going to be really simple. Boy, was I wrong. Another one that I dealt with this past week was a really, really, really super nice guy. His name is Jim Suver, and Jim's been a longtime radio show listener. Jim sent me a text and said, my wife found a blah, blah, blah at blah, blah, blah. Can you help her with a used car? And I got a bit of an instant stomach ache because I know what kind of dealership this dealership is and how they do business. But the good news was, friend of mine, it's a family-owned group, and a friend of mine was a general manager at one of their other stores. So I called him. He put me in contact with the GM, and the GM put me in contact with the general sales manager and a salesperson that was going to help us. So we all agreed to meet at the dealership sometime between 1 and 3 o'clock, and it ended up being 1:30. And my friend's wife showed up. My friend didn't come. It was his wife. He was out of town. And we walk in, and there's the car that I'm looking for. And I'm introducing myself to everybody. And one of the sales managers looked at me and said, hey, I remember you. You're friends with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And the general sales manager came out, really, really nice gal. And she said, Gary, I remember you from when I worked at blah, blah, blah. I said, yep, absolutely. She said, we're going to make this really simple. And, you know, and I said, I hope we can make it simple. I'm not here to get in the way of making a car deal, but I just want the car deal to work where it makes a sense for everybody. And what happens? The salesperson that I have is on the team of the sales manager. That's not the sales manager that I know. So I introduce myself to him while he's looking at the trade-in. And we're outside, and I'm talking to the sales manager. I said, hey, you're going to see this when you run the Carfax. She's the original owner of the car, 91,000 miles. It's been serviced at your dealership since day one. And I just want you to know, you're going to see it on the Carfax. She was involved in two minor accidents in December of 2023, both within a week. The car was only fixed once. It got rear-ended twice in the same exact spot. So, but the car only got fixed once. Well, what does she want for the car? Doesn't matter what she wants. It only matters what you think is fair that you're going to give her. okay. And I said, and I'm not here to grind the crap out of you on the price of your car. I'm here for something that's extremely fair for her. And the car was actually priced pretty aggressive. And when I say pretty aggressive, there were only two of these type of cars in the valley. Okay, it was a used car that was a 2022, and there was only one other one. And we sat down, filled out all the information, and sales manager sent the numbers in. And I looked at the numbers, and I said, listen, I got up and I walked into him. I said, listen, it's really simple. I'm okay with this. I'm okay with this. I'm not okay with that. You need to do something about that. He says, well, I can lower this all by about $1,500. I said, that's great. Just give me the new pencil, and I'll go in, and I'll show everything to her. I'll show her the original. I'll show her the new. So we go in. She looks at everything. Everything's great. We sign everything. And I tell the salesman, do me a favor. By the way, make me a copy of this. I want to have it for when I go into finance. And we go into finance, and we get through all the process of the paperwork, and the numbers don't match. Well, everything that he had taken out to lower the price by $1,500 was now back in there on the paperwork she was going to sign to buy the car and write the check from. So I pointed that out to the finance manager. Oh, he must not have saved it. Whatever. Well, fix it. Mistake number one, I'll give you the honest mistake. We proceed to continue doing paperwork, and she wanted to talk about an extended warranty. Now, she was buying a certified car, so it actually had an additional year of warranty, but she keeps her cars for quite a while. So the reason she was getting rid of this car was because it was becoming a little bit of a money pit. I'm going to finish this up after the break, and before the break, I'd like to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect that they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for over 30 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback. Remember, easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience a no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business, where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm the host of the show, and the easiest way to reach me, pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories, or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. It's family-owned and operated. They're the proud recipient of Mercedes-Benz Best Best of the Best Award many times over. They're located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona, or you can find them online at Arrowhead Mercedes, arrowheadmb.com. I want to finish up with what I was talking about. So, found the second issue was we were talking about a service contract. And when you're buying a high-line car, service contracts aren't cheap. And if you're planning on keeping the car longer than whatever the factory warranty is, they're actually not a bad idea. So the gentleman was telling her about a warranty that she could purchase, and he used a term that I haven't heard in a really long time: unlimited miles. So we sat down and we talked, and it was pricey. It really was. It was expensive. And these folks can afford to fix their car, but she was listening to everything I was telling her. She was listening to everything. And I said, you know what? Do me a favor. Give me a second. So I actually walked over to the service department. I introduced myself to the service director, and I asked him to pull up the last service that was done on this car at the dealership. And he pulls up the ticket, and I look at it, and the bottom line was $9,700. So I started to go through the repair order. A lot of it was filters and fluids and changes of filters and fluids. So those things are not covered under a service contract. But when we got to the really high ticket items, such as replacing the air conditioning for $4,700 and replacing the motor mounts and replacing the upper and lower control arms, which brought the total of that bill to about $7,400 of work and $2,500 in maintenance. Maintenance is not covered by the service contract. So when I sat down with the woman and she looked and she says, you know, Gary, it kind of makes sense because I probably would have kept this car because I really loved it, but I'm tired of, you know, the things breaking. So you're telling me that I'll have 10 years unlimited miles on the warranty. Yep. Well, it kind of makes sense to do that. Yep. And we proceeded to add the service contract. So one of the things that I like to do when you're buying a car is I don't want the service contract only in your paperwork. I want an additional copy of the service contract in the glove box of the car for you. So he prints off the service contract and he proceeds to hand it to me, and I start going through it and I see 10 years, 100,000 miles. So the young man knew me, and I looked at him and said, this isn't right. It shouldn't say 100,000 miles. Well, that's the way it prints. So it doesn't make sense. If it's unlimited miles, it shouldn't say 100,000. And he wasn't sure what to say. So I just grabbed the form. I got up and I walked into the general sales manager and I explained to her that this wasn't making sense. And she looked at me and she kind of smiled and said, you're absolutely right. It doesn't make sense. He's clicking the wrong button. She said, but I have to tell you, it will not say unlimited miles. It will say 999,998 miles is the expiration of the service contract. And she went in, and believe it or not, miraculously, he figured out how to do it by the time I got her back into the dealership, into the office. So I'm just telling people this because I've been doing this for 35 years. I catch these things. This is why I don't send you to the dealership by yourself. This is why I don't send you into the business office by yourself. Because if I wasn't sitting next to her, and she knows it, she would have had a 100,000-mile warranty, not unlimited miles, and she'd have paid the unlimited price. And she also would have had paid about $1,500 more for the car. I'm going to chalk it up to an honest couple of instances, okay? But folks, when you're in the dealership and you buy the car and you're waiting to go into finance, please understand, when you go into finance, that's when you really need to watch your wallet. Okay? Because those are normally the best negotiators in the dealership. And I sometimes say they're better than sales managers at negotiating because they have to deal with customers every day. There are sales managers that I know that won't get up from behind the chair and go talk to a customer. They send somebody else in instead of going in. I love chatting with customers. I love making sure that you're protected. I'm here to help you. I'm not selling you anything. I'm trying to help you get the best deal possible on a car in a transparent, convenient way. You know, I helped a gal, and last week was probably one of my busiest weeks. Remember, the show is recorded on Tuesdays for Saturday. So from last Saturday to Monday, I was quite busy. I helped 11 people buy cars. Now, 10 of them were retail customers. One of them was the lease buyout. And with the exception of those two, all of them went really, really smooth. And I went in I did quite a few Toyotas. I did a BMW, a GMC, a Volvo, a Hyundai, a Honda, a Ford. And at the end of the day, it was 11 total car deals. But I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda. And it was kind of funny because I went to Earnhardt Honda on Sunday and Joey wasn't there. And I got to tell you, his general sales manager's name is Eamon Gill. And I got to tell you, he's a great guy. He's a really, really, really good car guy. That's one thing that I like about the people that I deal with. If there's a deal that's a tough deal to get financed, there's very few people that I know that are as good as this young man, you know, and I shouldn't say young man, he's not a kid, at getting car deals hung. And a car deal hung means the loan was approved. Once again, I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway in Avondale, Arizona. Once again, easiest way to reach me, it's pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. If you feel the need to send an email, it's yourcarinsiders.com. There is a contact page. If you send an email to that contact page, I'm going to be out of town from the 28th to the 1st. I will not be responding to emails in that period because I'm not going to be near a computer. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you a car. I'm helping you buy a car.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere, and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Rick and Troy at Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, as I mentioned earlier, there's these articles that are written by these so-called experts. So there was an article that caught my eye, and it's written on Jalopnik, and it says everyone is underwater on their car loans as values plummet. Cars keep costing more. Dealers keep paying less. So what's happening right now is used car values are starting to go down. Every year, the price of a new car ticks ever upwards. Loans get longer, yet monthly payments are always on the rise, leading to an epidemic of folks underwater on their loans. Now there's a new complicating factor. Used car prices are falling, meaning folks are getting less for their over-leveraged trade than ever. So what they're talking about is these people that went into these car dealerships and bought these cars and paid ridiculous amounts for them. $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 over MSRP. I was talking to a salesman the other day who told me he had a client pay $35,000 over MSRP for a certain vehicle. Now, I've helped somebody buy that said vehicle, and the best I could do was $5,000 over MSRP. Now, the funny thing about it is the guy that paid 35 over, his brother bought one about 2 months ago, same exact car, it's for their wives with their little kids, for $50,000 over MSRP. There is no box when you're looking at a trade-in where they look at what is going on with what you paid for the car. And this gentleman financed this car. He has got a really, really good grip. The only thing that's really good is he works for his dad, and his dad owns a really, really, really construction company. A new report from Edmunds looked at used car prices compared with trades that have negative equity and found that a drop in the former has led to a steep rise in the latter. According to the report, this isn't even unexpected. It's a natural progression from the lockdown era used car boom. A storm is brewing in the used car market as incentives and inventory continue to trickle back into the new vehicle market. With demand for new vehicles on the decline, used car values are depreciating similarly to the way they did before the pandemic, and negative equity is rearing its ugly head. During the last few years, consumers could jump into new car loans and their trade-ins were shielded from negative equity because some dealers desperate for used inventory were willing to pay near original purchase price. These days, consumers need to be more careful, especially if they're trading in newer vehicles, because near new cars are being hit the hardest by the depreciation. So I visit multiple dealerships, and I went to a Toyota dealership this past week. And I was talking to the general manager, and he pointed out to me that they actually still are having an inventory issue. Didn't stop me from getting great deals for the clients that I helped last week buy Toyotas. And it was a Highlander, a RAV4, a Corolla, and a Camry. And they were all cars that were sitting at the lot with the exception of one. So what people need to understand is when you bought these cars and you paid a premium and you financed the car, and you financed the car not only at a premium, but with a non-subvented lower APR, you've got a really, really, really good grip on the car. If you want to save big on, you still have to be willing to spend big, okay? Used car prices, the most price-sensitive consumers seeking affordable transportation will have a much harder time finding discounts because the supply of older used vehicles is still pretty restricted. I am here to help you. I'm here to help you. And what I'm glad about is I've helped people get out of cars that they purchased 2 or 3 years ago. But the good news is the reason I was able to get them out is I helped them buy those cars 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, I helped somebody get out of a lease that their lease was over. And believe it or not, they still had some equity in the car. The problem is that the money factor on the new lease, instead of equating to an interest rate of about 2%, was about 7%. So people that are trying to lease cars and keep their payments the same, they're either having to car down or step up in the payment. I'm here to help you with this. I'm here to walk you through this. Want to send out a very special thanks to Adam Breen at Santan Hyundai Genesis in Gilbert, Arizona, located 3252 South Autoway in Gilbert, Arizona. Once again, David also has a wonderful general sales manager, Dave McCone. Dave was there to step right up the other day when, jokingly, I always say Adam was busy doing that general manager stuff.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me is you pick up the phone, give me a call, 602-525-1370. Want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, located 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona. I had the opportunity to visit with David this past Saturday and had ordered a brand new Mustang for a client, and not only did the client get a great deal, they got the car exactly the way that they wanted it. And to their surprise, when they picked up their car, they had no idea that this was going to happen, was Ford actually has for 60 months 3.9% financing on 2024 Mustangs. Now, it doesn't mean you can go in and buy a Black Horse for that interest rate, but the GT's qualified for it. But folks, you got to remember, I'm here to help you. I'm not selling you anything. And everybody talks to me about, well, you know, I saw that the interest rates went down. Well, rates have not really started to come down yet. But what's happening is some of the manufacturers are coming up with subvented interest rates. The thing you have to watch when you see these things advertised on TV is what car are they talking about and what term are they talking about? You know, when the customer called me and they wanted the 1.9 for, you know, on their Chevy pickup truck, and this was months ago, the only part that he missed was the 1.9 was for 36 months. It was 5.9 for 72. And his exact words was, you know, Gary, 1.9 doesn't sound so terrible, especially considering that my credit union wanted 8.49%. You have to look and you have to watch. You have to make sure you know what you're doing. You know, and here's another one of these experts. So this is the worst new car finance deal I've ever seen. And it was written in Jalopnik, and would you finance a Kia EV9 for 7 years at 10.65%? A sucker walks into a new car dealership every minute. Dealership showroom floors are practically delivery rooms for freshly born suckers. They're assigning new cars on the floor, and young sales professionals just waiting to lure you into something you can't afford, don't need, or otherwise shouldn't own. I've seen them work over with their Jedi mind tricks, pushing customers up market beyond budgets and into longer and worse finance deals. It's a borderline evil practice, and only the most sociopathic actors in society find employment as car salespeople. But this one takes the effing cake. Okay, let me tell you something. What he's writing about is probably worse than talking about people that are all in the car business, Okay, I've got a lot of people that I deal with in the car business, and they're not sociopathic. I recommend checking out, okay, it's the place where mechanics publicly post the worst examples of cars they have to work on. Okay, this post was simply an image of a truth in lending disclosure of a brand new 2024 Kia EV9, and the numbers typed in it are truly bonkers. So it has 10.65%, $42,252.62 was the finance charge. $107,065.42 was the amount financed. Total of the payments was $152,318.04. It's 84 months at $1,813. The customer agreed to finance the new electric SUV for 84 months at an interest rate of 10.65. Under the amount financed, the dealer has written in $107,000. It's not clear how they arrived at the price, as the fully loaded EV9 GT line with all available options ticket maxed out at $81,450. This dealership was charging $25,000 markup. That's the biggest mistake the consumer made, because right now, if you show up at a Kia dealership, they're not 25 grand over MSRP because they have them sitting on the lot. Given the customer's qualified interest rate, the fact that they put $0 down on the car and the exorbitant amount financed, they'll have paid a total of $45,000 in interest. That's more than MSRP of a base model Kia EV6. All said and done, 7 years, payments will add up to $152,318.04. So you can say whatever you want. You can call the guy an idiot, but maybe the guy had a method to his madness. Jeremy, what if the guy could write off the whole $1,800 payment? Is he stupid?
Nope.
What if the guy needs a tax write-off buying the car for the year? Does that make him stupid?
It does not.
So sometimes when they don't discuss the whole story, you can't really say it's the worst financed car deal I've ever seen. The only thing that I will tell you where this guy put himself in a really bad position is even if he has gap insurance and he financed $158,000 on $107,000 on a $81,000 car, he better have gap, and he better make sure that the gap that he has absolutely covers the percentage of negative equity that he would have in the event that this car was a total loss or stolen. Now, if you have been following anything in the automotive industry lately, the worst resale cars on the market right now, and I'm not picking a brand, are electric cars. Okay, I was sitting in a car dealership not that long ago, and the gentleman was trying to trade a Tesla in, and I overheard him say, "I can't do that. I can't trade my car and lose over $30,000 in the first year." Now, he did not have a loan. His car was paid for. He's not upside down on a loan, but you have to understand what the depreciation is on these electric cars. You know, you drive by a Kia dealership, they're going to have plenty of electric cars. Go by the Hyundai dealership, they're going to have the Ioniqs sitting there. Drive past the Ford dealership, they're going to have Mach-Es. They're not going to be standing there telling you to, you have to order one anymore. Now, the thing that I found the other day was that there are dealerships now. My buddy bought 8 Broncos from another dealership. Broncos, not Bronco Sports, not something electric, but Broncos, which 2 years ago were one of the hottest over MSRP cars that were imaginable. Okay. He's also got brand new Bronco Raptors sitting on the showroom floor. Just imagine walking to the dealership, be able to buy a Bronco at MSRP. Okay, and I'm not saying you can, but imagine if you could. How do you think the guy's going to feel that didn't order the car and bought one from the dealership and paid 15 grand over? Do you think when you go to trade that car in that the dealership is going to add the additional dealer markup that you paid to the car? Now, if there wasn't a, if there was no inventory, you'd still have that opportunity. I was getting my wife's truck serviced the other day, and I grabbed the general manager of the dealership. And we were talking, and I was asking him about 2023 to 2024, January, February. Collectively, what year did you sell more cars? Well, we absolutely sold more cars in January in February of 2024. And then I looked at him and said, did you make as much money on the cars? And he laughed. Now, I went out and I fell for the, I did. I went out and I bought a brand new Challenger. Okay. And at the time, dealerships were charging anywhere from $7,500 over MSRP to 10 grand over MSRP on scat packs. Okay, I found a dealership that would let me order one for MSRP. I didn't care that it was MSRP because the difference from invoice to MSRP was a whopping $1,500. I don't care. I wanted the car and I ordered the car because I wanted the car exactly the way that I wanted it. The only thing that I'm sorry about is that I ordered a black car. There's all these colors in the world and I picked black. And it has nothing to do with it being hot, has nothing to do with anything other than I'm not a car wash person. I don't wash my own car and my car looks horrible 95% of the time, looks unbelievable 5% of the time. And that 5% of the time is when I do get the car washed. But now, drive up to the dealerships and look, and I can go in and you can negotiate the heck out of a Dodge Challenger or a Dodge Charger right now. Okay, I'm not saying you can on the Hellcats, but they had rebates. I don't know if they still do. It was $10 a horsepower. So if the car had 375 horsepower, you had a $3,750 rebate. But the thing that keeps me from being annoyed, what I paid for the car, is the car that I traded in 2023 would probably be worth $10,000 less today due to the fact that there's so many new 23s sitting on the lot. So when I look at a car that I paid $54,000 for and now they're telling me it's only worth $43,000 or $44,000, it depreciated that 20% in the first year. The car that I kept for 5 years, I paid $38,000 for it. And 5 years later, when I traded it in, I got over $31,000 for the car. I would be lucky to get $21,000, $22,000 for the said car. I wish that when they wrote these articles, they actually had to talk about their experience in the automotive industry. I will never forget sitting in the general manager's office when I worked at Lou Grubb Chevrolet, and I was the new car director. So I was sitting with the general manager, I was sitting with the inventory manager, and I was sitting with the regional district gentleman from Chevrolet. And he was the gentleman we ordered our cars with. He wasn't the regional boss, but he was the inventory guy. So we started talking, and I started to ask him about advertising. Why do you advertise a car that none of the dealerships have? And his answer to me was, well, it's the lowest price point we can advertise. I said, I'm going to ask you two questions. How long have you been out of college? And he laughed and he said, I graduated 6 months ago. At any point while you were in college, did you ever work in a car dealership and sell cars? Have you ever sold cars? No. Do you have any idea what it's like to start a conversation with a customer that says, hey, I'm really sorry, we don't have the car that's advertised? Now, this practice has not changed. I was speaking to a general manager of a dealership, and he was complaining to me about something. He says, I can't believe that they're advertising this lease right now. He said, Gary, in the entire state, there's three cars that qualify for the lease. It was a base model of a SUV. There were none of them. There were three. Okay, so now you have to bump the customer immediately when they get there. I want to send out a very special thanks to my friend Anthony Reed at Reed Motors. Known Anthony for over 25 years, he's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned vehicles in that $10,000 to $15,000 range, located 2121 East Indian School Road. You can reach him at 602-957-0721. Also want to send out a very special thanks to my friends Jimmy and Deanna at Cigar Therapy. Discover a haven of relaxation at Cigar Therapy. It's veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road on the southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. Cigar Therapy, solving the world's problems one cigar at a time. Visit us. You can visit them or call them at 795-8802.